Thursday morning, Steve here, Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. I just read a story in a book that I was reading, and the sort of imagery of it caught my imagination in a big way, and I thought I would try and just reiterate a bit of that story and make it applicable to each of us today, because the one thing that God invites us to do constantly is to trust. So here's the picture. I want you to imagine yourself in a jungle, a dense jungle, often dark. And perhaps it was that your friends convinced you it's time for a once-in-a-lifetime trip. And the jungle is it. You were here. You've paid for the flight and all the various things that go with it. You've hired a guide and the group are out on their adventure. And you have ventured where you've never ventured before, into the thick, strange world of a jungle. Wow. Does it sound interesting? Well, let's take a step further. Imagine you're in the jungle, you're lost and you're alone. You pause to tie up your boots. And when you looked up, everyone had wandered on. Nobody was around you. You took a chance and you wandered off to the right from where you were. But then you wondered, did the others go left, or did you go left and they went right? Whatever you think, you're now alone. And you've been alone for, well, you don't know how long it's been. You look at your watch that was attached to your sort of shoulder pack. You didn't intend for these people to walk off or you to be on your own, but that's what's happened, and here you are, stuck in the middle of seemingly nowhere. There is a problem here. You see, first and foremost, you were not equipped, designed and made for this place. Drop you off in the middle of a city centre with streets and shops and restaurants and banks, and you could probably negotiate your way home. But this is just green and thick and dense. You're out of your element. You were not made for the jungle. What's worse than that is you're not equipped. You haven't got the machete that you need to cut down the thickness in front of you. Perhaps no matches, no flares, and of course no food. You are trapped and you haven't got a clue how to get out. Sound like fun? It was at first, but not now. Not a pretty picture to many. But let me see if this morning in this podcast I can brighten it up. Because I've painted the picture of the emotion of being lost. What about the same with being rescued? What would it take to restore your hope and adventure? What would you need to re-engage with your journey? There's a load of answers, but I'm not sure what quickly comes to mind for you. The first would be you need a person, but not just any person. You don't need someone equally confused. You need someone who knows the way out, somebody you can trust. And from that person, you need vision. You need someone to lift your heart and your spirit. You need someone to look you in the face and say, this is not the end, mate. Don't give up. We can take it from here. There's a better place than this. And I will lead you and take you there. And perhaps most important out of all those, you need direction. If you only have a person but no renewed vision, you've got company. If he has a vision but no direction, you have a dreamer for company. But if you have a person with direction who can take you from this place to where you want to be, then you have someone who can restore your hope and see a cleaner future. It was Jesus himself who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Lost isn't always about being out in the middle of nowhere with nothing around. You can be in a crowd and be lost. But everything changes when your rescuer appears. So I'm inviting you today. Whatever your journey in relationship with Christ, the one thing that he has promised is that it'll be the way, the truth, and the life. So it's not just about a person, it's about somebody with vision and direction that can take you to where you want to be. So where do you want to be? I'll leave that an open question for you to answer. But I invite you today to trust Jesus with that future. Come on, take a minute to pray. Lord, thank you for the guidance you bring into our lives, the wisdom, the understanding. Lord, and we pray today that you would guide us. Each one of us, help us to trust you, put our hand in your hand. Not just a person, but a person with vision and a person with direction. Make it a great day. Carpe diem.